This is the June 27th, 2023 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves petition number 271 for property ID 118-105-078. The property is owned by Jeremy R. Aker and Martha M. Aker. Board members present by video conference are Lisa Bodner, John Marks, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There's no one present for the assessor's office, but we do have Kim Blake and Sawyer Wheel present for the appellant, both as agents. So I think, if it's all right with our chair, we'll go ahead and have you swear in for the day. So in any case, go ahead and raise your right hands to be sworn in, and we'll swear you in for at least this one.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in today's hearings will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you. Just to let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your properties as of January 1st, 2022. Keep in mind the assessor has the presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from this board as the outcome. And you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. So unless you have questions, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain this appeal.
Okay. This one lot is in a community in Cougar Ridge, and we already met on Cougar Ridge earlier, and there was a decision made on those. The decision was to lower the lots. And the reason behind this is this land is not valued the same as land where a single stick home can be built. The difference is this land, they all share the same sewer from Clark County Regional Sewer. And then Delta Management does divide that bill out and bill each lot. This one he sold to Jeremy Acree and Martha Acree in September of 2021 for $100,000. And it was fair market value because at the time the assessor's value was $103,000. So this one, we would like to use the argument of what he purchased it for. It still falls under that there's a mobile home on it. It costs over $10,000 to remove a mobile home. The other negative with a mobile home on a lot, you have to give the person that owns the home a year's notice before you could start any building.
Say that again.
When you own land and you rent the land out to a mobile home owner, there's a law that you have to give the mobile home owner a year's notice that you're going to change the use of the land and get rid of the mobile home.
Yeah, that was in the findings from last year, the decision that...
Yeah.
Yeah, but this is not a renter anymore. This is an owner of the property. He owns this property.
Jeremy Acree does. You're absolutely correct on that.
And does he live in the property?
Yes.
So that argument doesn't apply to him because he's not renting the property to anybody. He doesn't have to give notice. He can sell the property to anybody he wants to.
Yeah, that's correct. I guess the argument that stands is then that what he purchased it for in September 2021 for $100,000.
And was he a renter prior to that time?
Yes.
So, I'm not sure the same things apply to him because it's questionable whether it's an arm's length transaction, first of all, because it was sold to a quote a related party being he was a renter.
It's a related party, a renter, as opposed to a family member or something?
Well, I mean, he already has a, I don't want to say a vested interest, but he already is in the property. So it's not an arm's length transaction. There was no realtors involved. There was no market analysis done of the property beforehand. They used the assessed value of the property the year before and discounted it a little bit because it was the 103 the year before and we sold it for 100. All right, I understand the situation. I don't have any more questions.
No, I don't have any questions on it.
Hey, Lisa, any questions?
No, I don't have any questions.
Okay, close that hearing.
This is a continuation of the June 27th, 2023 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves three properties. Case number 297 for property ID 110175284. Case number 298 for property ID 110175286. And case number 299 for property ID 110175288. The properties are owned by Asghar R. Saudry, and it's under trustees. Board members present by video conference are Lisa Bodner, John Marks, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present for the assessor's office, but we have Kim Blake and Sawyer Wheel present over video chat for the appellant. They've already been sworn in for the day. So go ahead with those three.
Okay, these three are...
For the chair, did you need to do any read-in?
No, go ahead.
Okay.
These three are parcels that are touching each other. Oscar does own the land, and there are mobile homes on the land not owned by Oscar. So the argument would be the same, that these lands shouldn't be valued the same as a land was, that a stick home could be built on. The cost of removing the mobile home and the year's notice that they'd have to give.
Now, are these in a regular park or are they just three lots together?
Three lots together on 34th Street.
That's the little area that you have. Is it just three lots? Or is this the one? Don't you have one where you've got like 10 or 12 mobile homes all together?
We do, but this one's not it.
Okay.
This one's just three lots next to each other in a residential area.
And somewhere in here, I thought, oh yeah, 14,000 you said was the estimated amount to remove or demolish.
Yes, and that is a conservative number.
So the difference between, and you're asking for 169.5, which is 30,000 less. So is the other 15 or 16 the year's notice or what?
Yeah. You have to give them a year's notice and then the cost to remove and dispose of the home, especially now with asbestos rules and all that sort, the cost is gone up.
Okay.
So how much are you taking off from that? You're taking off 30,000.
30,000, just an estimate.
So, Saudry owns the land, but you and the mobile home, and you rent out the mobile, or is it the renter, the tenant in the mobile home owns the home and rents the land?
Correct. The last scenario.
Oh, okay. So, what's the term of the lease on the land?
The term is 1 year at a time. It auto-renews every year. On the same date.
Okay, so then in essence, any given year, he could say, okay, this is the last time we're not renewing the lease next year, so now you have your year in which to move it or sell it or whatever it is you're going to do with the mobile home, but, you know, have it off of here. So.
Right, move it off if he was going to build an apartment complex or such or whatnot.
Okay, okay.
And these are all independently utilities on them, electricity and water and sewer?
Correct.
Does Mr. Saudry provide any other services other than just renting the land?
No, he does not.
He doesn't maintain the property like, you know, landscaping and caring for lawn and things like that?
No, he does not.
Okay.
The lease thing,
does it state that if, you know, if you decided you were going to not continue the lease, is it the owner of the mobile home's responsibility or yours to get rid of the mobile home?
Well, that's a good question. If they can afford to move it and find a place to move it to, it would be best for Oscar if they do that, because then they would share the expense, or they would have the expense. But most mobile home owners are seniors or lower income and don't have the means to buy another piece of land or the cost to move it. So we would be assuming that it would be left.
Has that been your experience in the past? If people move, they just leave the mobile home and...
Yeah, they we never had one move off. They move have home. Abandoned them in the parks, and then, you know, we'd have to deal with the home.
Right. So you haven't had anybody go to the effort of having it moved to a different place. Okay.
No.
Has any of them sold their mobile home to other people?
Yes, they sold them.
And they just stayed on the lot.
They've stayed on the lot. Yes, that happens a lot.
Okay. Got it. All right.
Okay. I don't have any other questions.
No, I don't either.
No. Close that hearing.
This is a continuation of the June 27th, 2023 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. We have two properties, the first being case number 315 for property ID 16708500, and the second being case number 316 for property ID 16708600. Both properties are owned by Oscar Saudry, and it's under trustees. Board members present by video conference are Lisa Bodner, John Marks, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present for the assessor's office, but we do have Kim Blake and Sawyer Wheel present as agents for the appellant, and they've both been sworn in for the day.
So go ahead and tell us about these two properties.
These two properties are on the Columbia River. Between the river and to the north is the railroad. It's basically landlocked. Sometimes there's most of the property or 50% is underwater when the water is high. Let's see. There's a slope greater of 25%. So we're claiming that the parcels are in a floodway fringe, and the state of Washington does not allow construction in a floodway, leaving the land pretty much worthless. So we still would like to get it to zero, but it never has gotten there.
Could you pull up a map of those two properties, please? Where's the other one?
That's the long one.
Yeah.
Those two? Okay. And there's no road access into there?
No, there's no road access. There's a railroad to the north.
Does that those properties butt right up to the railroad right away?
You know, I'm not quite sure on that. I don't know the answer for sure on that, where the railroad property starts. If you click above it, I bet it is. If you click above it, it might go to the railroad. Yep, there it is. Is that the railroad right there?
This doesn't identify as a parcel, so I think this might be the railroad right away. the actual railroad parcel is here. But this one doesn't have an account.
So they aren't even a buildable lot at this point.
That's what we claim, not buildable. The slope is 25%.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember these from last year. I have no further questions.
No, nor do I.
Yeah, I don't have a question on North either.
Okay. So now okay.
Close the hearing.
This is a continuation of the June 27th, 2023 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves petition number 317 for property ID 110185676. The property is owned by James Saudry and Banu Saudry. Board members present by video conference are Lisa Bodner, John Marks, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present at the assessor's office, but we do have Kim Blake and Sawyer Wheel present as the representatives for the appellant, and they have been sworn in for the day.
So go ahead and tell us about this.
This is a duplex. I did some searching for sales in 2021. The comp number one is actually right down the street, but it sold in February 2021 for $385,000. Comes out to...
for a minute. Did you supply us with any of the comps?
Yes.
I don't have them.
I don't have any comps at all.
I don't have any either.
Uh-uh. I got them to you, Michelle. Do I have any receive date? These were in the first group in February that we reset.
You say reset, you mean you rescheduled to come back later and talk about
it? Yeah. We reset the appointment to come back from February to June, and they were sent in February. The comps.
Let me take a look. Were they, did it note case 317 and 318 at that time?
Did they note 317 and 318?
Like that evidence, did it note that it was for those cases?
No. It would have been just 317. I did not submit anything for 318.
Okay, let me see what I can get.
In an email or something.
Wait, you said that you sent them in for 317 or 318?
317.
Yes, 317.
Okay. I don't have anything.
Yeah, that's all I had in the
package. I think she sent them. If we've got them, we got them in February, not recently.
Well, this petition was signed in
July 22,
yeah.
But the comps were sent in February 2023.
Right. And then the hearing was rescheduled. And so Michelle's trying to find the comps.
Give me just a moment.
Were they sent in with anything else or just by themselves?
I believe it was by themselves.
They weren't sent in for the original hearing?
They were sent in for the original hearing.
But they were sent in separate from your petition?
Yeah, I separate from the petition. I'm not at my computer.
I've got the batch. That should double be the check. I'm just checking the case numbers on these here. So I'm looking at the evidence that was sent in around that time, but I'm not seeing the evidence for that case.
Okay.
You've got, like, this one's 279, this one's for 271, and then, like, in the 300s. But it ends at 314.
Is there a way I can check my computer real quick? Take a just a minute break.
Sure, go ahead.
If it was especially large, it may have had trouble banking it through, but the other ones you sent look like they're quite small.
Not mixed in with another batch and not delineated.
Well, I can look for that. Well, let's see. If it's these that I'm looking at, you would have gotten the packet, so it would have shown up in your packets attached to something else.
Well, I haven't read all the tomorrow's packet, so I have no idea.
Oh, it looks like Allison may have something. She's sending that to me now.
Okay, it was sent May 4th, and I just resent it again.
Okay.
Maybe if you get the email, this one can be put on tomorrow.
So I'll just put it up on screen. So, all right, so here's what we've got.
Let me ask a question, Michelle. Was this in our email on May 4th?
So it looks like she sent it straight to me, but the timing does look correct. It's a I do have a copy of this email. I just don't know if it had the attachment on it. But this is what she just forwarded.
Who did?
Kim, sorry.
What did Allison have?
So she had the copy of this email, I think, just as me notifying her. This was sent straight to me. So I can go look. Just at mine.
Just just for your information, Kim, anytime you send anything in support of a case, an appeal, it has to be sent to us and the assessor, always. I mean, that's a technicality that you can lose on.
I know, duly noted, going forward.
So I'm not sure why, but it's not wanting to show up when I search for it. But give me just one more thing to try. Yeah, for whatever reason, I have the email where we talked, but I don't have the one with the attachment that made it through.
I think I forwarded you just now the one with the attachment.
Yeah, so I got the one you just sent, but as far as my records from May, I'm not seeing that the one with the attachment originally made it through. Did you get a response from me saying I got it?
I'd have to go back and look at my computer. Yeah,
go ahead and forward to me if you got one that said I got it.
Okay, I'll do that. But I thought mailing it to you would be the board.
Did you mail it or email it?
Email.
That's fine. That's for us, but you're required to send everything to the assessor and us. Okay. Anything related to an appeal has to be sent to us and the assessor.
And the assessor, that's what you were saying. Okay. Let me run back to my email.
Well, what did Allison find? Didn't you say she found the one with the...
She found the same one I found where it looks like we should have gotten something, but there's no attachment on it. So, like, the email's there, and it says May 4th, 4:28 p.m., but there's no attachment on it.
And she doesn't say, does she say in that she's sending an attachment?
So, it's not really clear. It says, let me know if you would like to print 4 copies and bring them down. She's got
it doesn't say there's an attachment.
Yeah, the one she just sent didn't come in with one either. I don't know why.
So on my end, the email I'm sending to you, is it too large? Should I bring copies down? And you responded back, no, it the size is okay.
Yeah, I'm not sure why, but for whatever reason, the ones I'm finding now, I can see my response to you. It's not showing me an attachment. So I've got what she's saying she sent through. From her one that she just sent. And it's 2 megabytes, so it's certainly small enough that it should have made it through. So I can put that up on screen if you'd like me to have that for you guys to reference.
What, the letter?
The one that she's saying should have been on that email that we should have had.
The comps.
You have it now?
She just sent me one. I don't have the record showing what we would have gotten back in May, but it looks like there was something. I just don't have it. Like, the email's worded where it looks like there should be an attachment from my conversation with Kim. But the email doesn't have one in Outlook right now.
But that email doesn't say there's an attachment to attach to it?
Usually there's a line that says what the attachment was, and it doesn't have that. But the wording looks like there was an attachment at the time.
I'm going to I guess, stop the hearing and continue this to a later date. I'm going to just put it aside. I'm not going to hear it today.
Okay.
Because it's not complete. And I think there's some, I guess, misunderstanding is what was there and what wasn't there. Then she has to submit that to us and to the assessor again and say it was submitted, but there's some confusion about the email, and we'll hear it later.
Okay, specifically for 317.
Yes.
Okay. All right, so I will retain the recording for that as our record, and then Dan will go ahead and have you close it.
Close that hearing.
This is a continuation of the June 27th, 2023 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves petition number 318 for property ID 166-685-005. The property is owned by James Sodry. Board members present by video conference are Lisa Bodner, John Marks, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present for the assessor's office, but we do have Kim Blake and Sawyer Will present as agents for the appellant, and they have both been sworn in for the day.
Go ahead and tell us about this, whatever you want to tell us.
318, I would like to withdraw.
Okay, close the hearing.